welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy. You know, I was thinking that I was coming in the studio today about a question I wanted to get started with. And the question is, how is your marriage or is your divorce? How's it working? How's it working for you? Maybe you've been through this. Do you feel like you're right at the place where God intended? If the answer is yes, then it's really, what difference is that making in your life? But I bet for many of you, the answer is no. You're feeling stress, you're feeling anxiety, you've got questions, you have concern, thoughts, second thoughts, negative emotions. And today we want to help bring some hope lift to your life, some hope lift. If you're going through marriage difficulties, or maybe you've been through divorce and you're wondering, now what, how'd I get here, what do we do next? I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living. And I was talking to Stephen, our producer here, before the show. And, you know, with everything going on in the world today, I think you all need a little hope lift today. And I tell you what we're going to do. We'll open the phone line because I really need you all to come and fill the tank of someone who's listening, who's really struggling. Maybe their marriage, they're questioning, should I stay in this marriage, not stay in this marriage? You've been there and you made the right decision and God really blessed you and your spouse. You step back from the edge and some great things have happened in your life, maybe some tough things, but you learned some things. Or maybe you did step over the edge and you're divorced now and you want to offer some hope to someone who's struggling with that. I'll tell you what we're going to do today. I want to share a call with you that I received a little while ago. From one of our listeners who, as you'll hear her say in a moment, I just can't listen to you anymore. You know, I'm just so sad with what's going on in my life. I don't feel like God can love me anymore. Maybe you're feeling that way. And I want to tell you something. Intentional living is all about hope. And I think of that verse in Romans 12 where it says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. That's a great combination. Patience in the affliction, and faithfulness in prayer. I want to share this call, and it's a downer. I mean, Sue's struggling, but I want to do this to set the stage, and then we're going to turn this, and we're going to have some hope today, and I need you to come and offer hope, not only to Sue, who may be listening today, but others who maybe you've pulled back from the edge, and you just say, hey, here's how it's done. Here's what God has taught me. Or you are divorced, and you said, hey, here's what God is teaching me about myself and about life. We're believers. We're followers of Christ. We want to do this to bring glory to Him. And how are we doing that? So the phone line's open for you. 888-888-1717. Take a listen to Sue, and then we're going to pray for her, and then we're going to take your calls of hope-filled messages from around the country. Okay, Sue.
Hello. My name is Sue. I'm from Michigan. And I'm going to have to stop listening to your show. I went through a very heartbreaking divorce 5 years ago. And at the beginning, I would find things to hold on to as far as what maybe my marriage, I failed or he failed. But now all I see are ways that I failed, and I just can't listen to the failure anymore. I moved on without my husband, and he's moved on without me, and I don't know that God will ever forgive us for giving up on each other.
Well, Sue, let me set the record straight biblically for you. 1 John 1:9, and I believe it, if we confess our sins, and let's face it, you all been through divorce, or you haven't been through divorce. There's a lot of sin going on in our attitudes and somewhere along the line. This is not perfection. Come on. And you might be having a good marriage and there's sin there too, right? And we just are sinful people. But we need some hope. But the Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Sue, if He's done that for me, He's got to do that for you. Okay? And He's done it for a whole host of people, billions of people around the planet. And He's faithful. And so He's forgiving. Now, there are scars with any injury in our life. And if you've been divorced, you have scars. If you've got a marriage and you restored it, there's scars somewhere. But God is a God of healing, and you see scars as a healing point, right? All right, let's just open the phone lines. I need some hope lift for not only Sue, but for others. You've stepped back from the edge. You've restored your marriage. You've restored your life. What have you done? What has God taught you that you can share with others? We're a community here at Intentional Living, and we need to hope lift each other. All right, 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717 is the phone number, and we'd love to have you come and be a part of the show. All right. Let's go to Debbie in Missouri. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate the teaching of intentional living to the radio listeners. I just appreciate you giving me a few minutes just to share my testimony. In 7 years, my husband and I will celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But our soon-to-be 50 years of marriage is a miracle. And my intention for today is for God to get the glory of how He brought reconciliation to our marriage 20 years ago.
Mm.
1982, we were separated. In 1986, divorced and remarried in 1987. However, when we got to that point of getting remarried, we learned some heavenly lessons and just be an encouragement to those that are listening.
Go for it.
My husband, he grew up in church and I didn't. I came to know Jesus as my Savior at 16, but I didn't start growing in the Lord till we had our firstborn daughter. When she was born, I knew it was important to go to church and learn more about the Word. But my husband, well, he was not so excited. I was growing in my walk with the Lord and wanted my husband to do the same. And after our second daughter was born, things started quickly getting rocky in our marriage. My husband and I were going two different paths. I decided that manipulating and pressuring him would be a very good thing to help him love God and want to go to church. So yes, I prayed and I manipulated. However, it had the opposite effect. He started withdrawing and not wanting to come home. One night he came home and he told me he didn't love me anymore. That was the moment when the Lord opened my eyes. I was trying to be my husband's Holy Spirit. And ladies, that just doesn't work.
No, right.
That very night, it drove me to my knees and to the only source I had, my God. I opened the pages of His Word, and it opened specifically to Psalms 91. I call it my 911 call to God. It told me to dwell under the shadow of His wings. He was my protection. And in the last four verses of Psalms 91, I put my name in it to make it more personal. It was His love story to me. And then in 1 Peter 3:1-3, it became my rock to stand on. It's about submission to husbands. And let me read it to you. It says, "Wives, likewise, be in submission to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they without the word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. Do not let your adornment be merely the outside of arranging your hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." And I have to laugh because, Dr. Carlson, I'm not so quiet and I'm not so gentle. So that was a hard one for me to learn. But the Word says that our actions, not our words, will win our husbands to the Lord. The Lord says to honor your husbands, and to me, that what is submission. That is very difficult when your husband is doing or saying things that are hurtful to you or your children, and it's contrary to the Word.
So what happened as a result of all this, Debbie?
Well, once again, it was an action that I had to take. I remember one Sunday night at church with the girls and I, at the end of the service, I went ahead and I went forward and I put my husband and my two precious children on the altar. No one told me to do this. It was between God and me. And from that point on, I truly had peace. So the process was slow, and I believe that I learned that God truly is a personal God of His Word. I had to be obedient and learn to surrender Him daily. That doesn't mean I was perfect. And so when I would say something to Larry over the phone to my husband, it wasn't right, it wasn't Christ-honoring, I had to apologize. So during the time of the divorce, I read in Isaiah 54:5 that God is my husband, and in Isaiah 40:11 says that He is my shepherd, and He will gently lead His sheep with young. So the girls and I, we just continued to pray for their father. Moms, you must learn forgiveness, even when your husbands do not deserve it. And that's a hard one for us women.
Absolutely.
But however, I wanted my daughters to learn that forgiveness is the key to reconciliation. On Father's Day of 1987, through many circumstances, my husband asked for forgiveness. We dated for 6 months, and then we were remarried. Was it easy for reconciliation? Yes and no. There were many steps that Larry and I had to take and for me to have trust in him again. So I had still many fears. And then after we were remarried 2 years later, Larry gave his life to Christ.
Wow.
So Larry and I were truly blessed. We have 5 beautiful grandchildren, 2 son-in-laws, and daughters who love Christ. So just think, if we hadn't gone through this crisis, our lives would be so different. So to God be the glory, great things He hath done.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I think there's 2 things that I'd say about loneliness. Intentionally. Number one, assume everyone that you meet today needs hope. Isn't that what we do as a ministry? Helping people experience hope. When we turn the microphone on, when we write the letter, when we talk on the phone, when we stand in front of a crowd at a conference, when we're meeting someone at the door, when we're meeting someone at a banquet, always assume beyond the smile that that person needs hope in their life today. Something really crummy is going on probably that we don't know about. Assume everyone you meet today needs hope. And secondly, to connect, serve, share, and be real.
That's an excerpt from a lesson this month, which is our featured lesson for our Intentional Living community, available right now at our website, up on that exclusive site for our members. If you're a member, you have the access code and all that. And if you're not, come and join us. We'd love to have you be a part of the team, following with us, journeying with us, being a part of the family. Your financial support allows us to do this. Thank you. How do I do that? Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. We have a special emphasis coming up in a couple days for our fundraising for the ministry, but we'd have a drawing going on right now that's going to end in just a few hours. You could check it all out at our website. It's available there for you at theintentionallife.com. All right. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. We got calls we're going to get to in a moment. We're talking about hope lift today. Hope lift for those who've been through divorce. You're maybe on the verge. You've pulled back from the edge. What do you share that you've learned that you can encourage someone else? 888-888-1717.
Hey, Randy. My name is Bert Arnold. I'm 52 years old. I've been married for 34 years almost. Early in our marriage, we got in a really big fight, and my wife went into the bedroom and said she was leaving, so she started packing her suitcase. I got my suitcase out. And she said, "Where are you going?" And I said, "Wherever you're going, if you're leaving me, I'm going with you." And we both started laughing so hard we forgot about our fight. But it was that moment that we decided divorce was not an option for us. We both come from broken families, and a lot of divorce and abuse and neglect and different things from both sides. But it was God, the number one thing that's kept our marriage together is just both walking with the Lord together. Thank you.
You're quite a guy, Bert. I wonder if her first thought was, you're missing the point, Bert. This, you're missing the point. Oh, that's great. Listen, sometimes we do have to just stop, take that second breath, you know. I tell people, a great carpenter will always measure twice and cut once. And I encourage you all, and myself as well, in the midst of our emotion and the realities of life, and I know they can get really complicated and difficult and traumatic sometimes, that we really think twice, pray twice, get twice counseling before we make that decision, all right? That's a really powerful thing. You know, the Bible says, Isaiah chapter 40, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Your hope is in the Lord today. All right, let's get to the calls. Liz in Michigan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
What's your story, Liz?
Oh, it's a book. But the main thing of the book is I come before God and laid it at the altar. If anything I have done wrong in my life, I went through a bad divorce. I had hatred, but God brought me out of that. He says, come to me at the altar. And I will give you rest. I will be the one, your father, to direct your life. Mm. And so I just gave it all to him, says, Lord, if there's anything hindering between you and me, Lord, I give it to you.
What did that hatred do? Did that poison your life?
Oh, it did. And I kept trying to let the Lord lead, but the enemy kept just throwing daggers. Oh, come on, come on. You can't do anything. You've been, you know, you helped this relationship go downhill. And no, I didn't. I gave my twins to the Lord. And that was the beginning. And God directed my path, even though it was divided relationship. But this is what I want to say, is when I surrender all to God and forgive was the main thing, is forgive. Mm-hmm. And God just opened that door, and to pray for him. And I still pray for him today. And God has, I gave everything away, my home, everything. But God says, give it away and trust me. I will direct your path and just be a blessing to me, and I'll bless you. And he says, Liz, I just don't want you. I want you in the kingdom of God to build it for my honor and glory.
Mm. That's good, Liz. Listen, I'll tell you something. The Bible talks a lot about forgiveness, and Christians, followers of Christ, those of us who have made a decision to say we want to live our life for Christ, forgiveness is one of the hallmarks of that. Boy, don't you wish it some days that wasn't true? Come on. There's something about the adrenaline rush of really being angry at somebody. And yet we know down deep in our spiritual being and that part of our relationship with the creator of the universe that we're kicking ourselves in the rear end, emotionally and otherwise, when we choose not to forgive. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, we're to forgive one another just as Christ has forgiven you. Come on now. We think about the love of Christ and the forgiveness of Christ in my life and your life. And we all have different junk that had to be forgiven, right? And we're to forgive one another. Listen, just a parenthesis for those of you climbing up the wall when you hear that. We're not talking about that there's still not accountability or reality. Come on now. That's not, we're not doormats here. You know, when there's boundaries and all these things that we talk about, that's reality in life. But I'll tell you what, if you don't forgive in life, ultimately we sour ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We really do. All right. You can join us. What have you learned? What is God teaching you? 888-888-1717. Mary is in Michigan. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi. Appreciate your call. What would you like to contribute today?
I would like to share that when I was 19, I met my first husband. I was married to him for over 30 years, And unfortunately, our marriage was full of financial, physical, and emotional abuse. When I left him, he had struck me and was arrested. And I made a decision to leave him. And that was about 14 years ago. For 5 years after our divorce, I had my come to Jesus moment. I was always following the Lord, but God made it really clear to me that I needed to walk away. My children were grown. He was a good provider, so my kids were able to get good education. I stayed home with them when they were little. And for those reasons, I stuck around until a pastor told me, no, this is not God's plan for you.
What did you do during those 5 years?
I went to counseling. I read a lot of books. I went to divorce recovery retreats. I surrounded myself with godly women. I got involved with Bible study. I just worked on why I made a decision to stay with someone who was so mean to me.
What happened at the end of that 5 years? Did you feel like you really got healthy?
Yes. In fact, I went on Match.com and met my husband now of 10 years.
Wow. And how's it going? What's different in this marriage about you and about your marriage?
Well, what's different about me is that I am, my husband's name is Randy, by the way. I'm on Team Randy.
There you go.
So my goal is to encourage him, love him, support him, in spite of the fact that we're very different and we disagree on things sometimes. We respect one another's differences. He has children from a first marriage. I have children from my first marriage, and we love each other's children. We put each other first after God. We go to church and we make a lot of mistakes, and we ask each other for forgiveness when we need to. We understand that in our relationship, it's not 50-50. Randy had cancer for a little bit, and when Randy had cancer, I needed to be 110.
Yes.
And he wasn't well. And when I've had health issues, he's had to step it up. And we try to balance things. There are times when we need to just take a minute to be by ourselves. I don't demand his time. He doesn't demand my time. I need my alone time. I'm a big prayer, so I spend a lot of time in prayer, and I need that quiet time. My husband is very introverted, and I'm very extroverted, so I respect the fact that when he's been around my children and all of us extroverts, that he needs some downtime. Mm-hmm. I don't expect him to, you know, perform, I would say, at a social event, because that's not the way God made him. Yeah. God made him he's very smart, he's very introspective, and he likes his alone time, mm-hmm. and I give him that. He knows that I'm social. I like to go to church. I like to meet people. I like to go to the functions. He goes with me, and sometimes he doesn't, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Mary, before I run out of time here. During that 5 years, if you had not taken that 5 years, what would be different if you had not taken that time?
Well, I wasn't, it wouldn't have worked because I was fractured. I was a broken human being.
Yeah.
And I needed to be restored to a place where how God made me to be, and to believe in the person that God knows that I am.
Amen.
I am his beloved, and I told God, I said, I don't know what's going to happen. If I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life with these beautiful kids that I have, and whatever happens after that, I'm good with that. I wasn't trying to fill my pain with somebody else.
That's a great way to cap it. Thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. That's a whole story. Listen, Mary did a couple things that are really important I want to reinforce. She was honest with herself. She was willing to say, hey, I don't know how I got here and what happened in the process and why I made the decisions I made, but I'm going to find out. And she spent that time in counseling and reading and prayer and getting her, you know, whatever's going on, the hang-ups and the habits and the things in her life, she's saying, hey, I got to deal with it. She can deal with them. And that's one of the things I say, hurt people hurt people. And if you've been through a divorce and you're struggling right now emotionally going through a divorce or just having marriage issues, realize that you're not thinking as well as you should and you could. And so to take that time to get that help, to get that counseling, that's a really critical thing to do. Thank you, Mary. Great call from Michigan.
Hi, Dr. Randy Carlson. My name is Juan, and I've been hearing your program, and it's been really helping me. I am going through a separation, possible divorce. I've been taking the challenges that you've been saying on the radio, and before I even turn on the TV to watch the weather or sports, I get on my knees and pray and fall asleep praying. These last couple of weeks, the Lord has been opening doors for a new job, and I believe that the Lord's showing me things, that He's with me. He says that He will show you things, big things, and impossible for those that trust in Him, and I believe that the Lord's telling me that He's going to work through this marriage. I just ask you to keep my wife, Veronica, in prayer, and I want to support your ministry, and I did it, and I really bless God for your ministry, and I pray that God use you to help others. God bless you, and we'll be supporting you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Let me ask you a question. We got about a minute to go here, a minute and 5 seconds, and the question is this. How are you feeling about your marriage right now or your life? You really feel like you're at that place that God intends for you to be today, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. And I bet many will raise their hand and say, not quite. That's okay. We're all on a journey. But you know what? When we find that sweet spot of understanding God's intention for us, and you got some great advice today, and there's much more that we want to offer, that God offers through His word and prayer. You can do this. There's hope. Don't give up. When I saw the statistic from Forbes that in 2022, 673,989 divorces or annulments in the U.S., we can do better. There are 2 million marriages, 673,000 divorces. First marriage is 43%, 60% for second, 73% for third, ending in divorce. Listen, if you're divorced and you're remarried, make that marriage work. God's got some great things in store for you. If you're not married, take heed, lest ye fall, right? And if you're struggling in your marriage and trying to make a decision, before you do, make sure you're getting really top-notch, good counseling from your pastor, Christian counselor, support group, the right people speaking into your life. God has something good for you in store. There's hope today. I believe that and I've seen it. That's our message to you. We're going to stay right here and continue to talk. We're going off the air live. If you have a story that's hope-lifting, hope-filled, as it has to do with divorce or your marriage or your reconciliation, please call now, 888-888-1717. And we'll be back with more of that tomorrow. This is Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.